From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. French President François Hollande heads to Russia today as part of its effort to build a global coalition to intensify the fight against Islamic State in the aftermath of the deadly Paris attacks. Hollande meets with President Vladimir Putin with verbal pledges of support already in hand from the leaders of U.S., Britain, and Germany. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for a series of coordinated gun and bomb attacks in Paris earlier this month, which killed 130 people. France is already part of a U.S.-led coalition targeting the militants in Iraq and Syria, but French leaders are under pressure to do more. Russia has its own military campaign in Syria, which aims to ensure the survival of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's regime. Russia has now sent a missile defense system to Syria, an apparent move to protect its warplanes from operating over the country. The deployment followed Tuesday's downing of a Russian bomber by Turkish warplanes. One Russian crewman was killed. Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov on Wednesday said Turkey's action looked like a pre-planned provocation, but Russia has no intention of going to war with Turkey. Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan said his country was simply defending its security and does not want an escalation with Russia. The U.S. federal government is warning states they do not have the legal authority to refuse refugees from Syria. The notification was in a letter dated Wednesday from the Office of Refugee Resettlement to state resettlement agencies. The letter states that states may not deny OPR-funded benefits or services based on a refugee's country of origin or religious affiliation. Any state failing to comply would be subject to enforcement action, according to the letter published in a Houston newspaper. This is VOA News. President Obama sought to reassure Americans about the threat of terrorism going into this week's Thanksgiving holiday.
As we go into Thanksgiving weekend, I want the American people to know is that we are taking every possible step to keep our homeland safe. First, we're going after ISIL wherever it hides. Second, we continue to do everything possible to prevent attacks at home and abroad and to prevent foreign terrorist fighters from entering the United States or other nations.
Mr. Obama said right now he knows of no specific credible intelligence indicating a plot in the United States. Meantime, France, already on alert after the November 13th Paris attacks, announced Wednesday it would deploy even more security forces for the global climate conference next week. Belgium's capital, Brussels, also remains on high alert through at least Monday. Pope Francis said Thursday dialogue between religions is essential to teach the young that violence and hate in God's name is unjustified. He spoke at an interfaith meeting to be followed by a mass in Nairobi one day after arriving in the Kenyan capital on his first visit to the continent. He was welcomed at President Uhuru Kenyatta's official residence, State House, on Wednesday.
We take this opportunity to welcome you to Kenya as we also welcome you to Africa.
In his remarks, the Pope spoke out against poverty, official corruption, and appealed for reconciliation among the continent's ethnic and religious groups.
All men and women of goodwill are called to work for reconciliation and peace, forgiveness and healing. In the work of building a sound democratic order, threatening cohesion and integration, tolerance and respect for others, the pursuit of the common good must be a primary goal.
On Friday, the Pope will end his visit with a stop in a Nairobi slum and then visits with a shrine to Christian martyrs in Uganda and a mosque refugee camp in the Central African Republic. The U.S. military on Wednesday acknowledged its forces misidentified a target in Kunduz, Afghanistan last month that resulted in a mistaken half-hour aerial attack on a hospital that killed at least 30 people, mostly doctors and patients. General John Campbell, the commander of the U.S. and international forces, said Afghan forces asked for U.S. air support against a building that they said was occupied by Taliban fighters during their assault on the city. He called the attack a tragic mistake. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani says he hopes the investigation will hold people accountable and enable military authorities to learn from their mistakes. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.